Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your girl Chelsea Sincere. And we're gonna keep it rolling with the Who Am I season 3. You feel me? We got two amazing artists from Chicago that's getting ready to speak some truth and light into y'all. So do me a favor, like I always say, sit back, relax, and enjoy. You feel me? Because we definitely got some vibes, but we also got some gems that we need you to take away. So yeah, it's all love from the kid 215 IMGS. Chelsea Sincere, Invisible Podcast Radio. Let's get it, y'all.
You remember my story I told you about? I got a chick next to Nisha. Her man used to hoop but never went to the league with it. So I crept in on he insecure was his mind, but you could have her, nigga, that's both our hoes. I got a chick named Monique in, she get freaky every weekend. I skin but a peek in. Her dude in the county thinkin' she faithful. Little did he know I'm watching up first place. Bitch, I'm coming up in first place. You can never hurt me. Bitch, I'm coming up in first place. I probably die alone, I told that hoe she right. Roll me up a wood when I'm feeling like the world against me. They be in a frenzy. I talk in third person cause I go crazy with these verses, nigga. Boozy. I kick game, no Bruce Lee. I'm from the city where it goes down. But you sleep on me like food times. And I never met a nigga realer than me. Just out my bitch, she'll say the same. I'm from the go, this how it go. I know the flow, and I got aim. Run, nigga. Hey, bitch, I'm coming up in first place. Your words can never hurt me. Bitch, I'm coming up in first place. First place. Hey.
Oh,
this is the mic. Mikey Mike.
Like this, we're gonna.
Yo, I'm gonna be like on some nerdy shit. I ain't gonna be standing up
so that we could get.
Y'all, I'm chilling in the studio, literally.
Vocals, clearly.
Mm-hmm. So what we doing? We just gonna put it in, like.
Yeah, be ready for the interview. Let's go.
So do we just throw it in like this?
I do not know that guy.
Yo, Ellis, this me right here, like big ball right here.
Other way around. Talking to the blue part. Blue face.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, we here. No, for real though. What's good, y'all? This your girl Chelsea Sincere of Invisible Podcast Radio. We are almost done with the year. I'd be damned to say, yo, there is no good left to make and or take away. You feel me? I would say appreciate, you feel me, what you got and what you got coming for yourself. Appreciate life, y'all. It's definitely in abundance. But anyway, we back on.
Yeah. For sure.
And we rolling. So I got my man's Geek on the beat and Davion, you feel me, of the Shot City in the building. At some point in this show, you either heard or didn't hear a little freestyle, but it's definitely
take all of it.
It's definitely on rotation and it's lit. So much love, y'all, for coming through and actually, you know, being behind the microphone.
No. Thank you for having us.
You feel me? Because it's a difference. Because both of y'all in music, but you know what I'm saying? You behind the mic, you know what I'm saying, Davion? But like, to be behind the mic in a whole nother element, right? Yeah. Like, you literally being interviewed compared to like busting a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nigga, I'll shoot you in your forehead.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, like, I feel like we low key, we've been sharpening my mans tonight, y'all. We've been sharpening. So, Geek, my nigga, you always behind the fucking computer, bro. So
always.
All of
forever.
That.
Like,
but to know, again, you feel me, you've been interviewed how many times? You don't even.
This is probably my fourth one. I'm pretty
so
sure.
This is
probably
like. Talks to me. But this ain't even really an interview, though. This is like a whole talk. Yeah. We go back.
Baby, go back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
honestly, though, this is what? Year 4, like I said.
For sure.
November of May 4th.
Since the beginning.
Like, the whole beginning. Doing. Like, this is Lacuna Lost Days. Rest in heaven.
Bro, oh my God.
Those vibes cannot be remade. And that's on everything. So, back on rotation. back on the theme, who am I? So, the goal really, y'all, is just to
create a shared space as we always do, right? For all of our artists around the world, much love to every single person that has clicked play on whatever platform y'all have found us on. So that's all love.
Appreciate y'all.
For real, for real. We hitting over, 12,000 at this point, plays.
Damn.
So that's love to know we 4 years strong.
How y'all doing?
And the numbers keep going. I mean that the message keeps spreading. So let's get into it, y'all. So Davion Geek, let them know, you know, other than y'all name clearly that I've said, who y'all represent? What do you consider yourself as when you look at yourself in the industry?
I am music. It is in my every essence and being. I wake up, I fart, and it's music. Like, all I do
he meant that.
Is music.
I feel like, that.
That's my calling. My passion.
Y'all don't know how I can top that. You know. Yeah, I'm an artist. You know, mainly hip hop. You know, but I do my thing. I dip and dabble in genres. You know. Try to spell, spit facts in my lyrics.
Okay. So if you can, this is, hear me out, y'all, because the best questions are the ones that's off script. I already know. We already know the thing.
Take your time.
Hear me out on this, y'all. One, if you could think of just one way to describe yourself of just like what a person would take away, right? Mm-hmm. When you hit save on that file, mm-hmm. what is the person gonna take away in the middle of Cambodia all the way down to like Atlanta? You know what I'm saying? Cause hear me out, music doesn't have a language.
High sonic volume. My value of my music is high quality.
Break that high quality.
High quality is the difference between me going next and me going load that up. You see what I'm saying? Like,
thanks.
I'm defined in my sound now. Like, I'm past discovering who I am and I'm getting more into me. Like, I'm in that point in my life right now. So
that's growth, bro.
That's how I describe it. Like,
let it up.
Quality.
All the time. Davion, hear me out, bro. So if somebody in the middle, like Philly, just like, oh my God, like, why would they run up to you? Because, like, what would you say they take away from your shit, bro?
I guess the realness of my music, you know. I'm a 22, pretty young. I feel like, majority of people who listen to my music can definitely relate to the stories I, tell in my songs.
Okay. So this is like, honestly, let me see. I like talking about stories and shit, because I feel like stories are the best lesson, you feel me?
For sure.
Because people can just take away a moral in a way the other person wouldn't even think. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all think about just who you are as an artist from the beginning of your career to like present day,
whew.
You know what I'm saying? Like, paint that and, you know, things that you honestly still got to finish left in 2020.
Ooh, man. That's a great fucking question there. The person I was versus the person I am now are completely different people. Like, the me now would totally fight the me of old. Like, I would punch that guy in the forehead, no hesitation. Like, the progression has been trying, worthwhile. I'm coming into myself more, so I'm definitely trying to become more established in my bounce and my swing, you know what I'm saying? So I think the person I was versus the person I am now and the journey that it took in my life to get to this point was all necessary. Because, like, motherfuckers don't understand, like, how I'm about to be on niggas next. Like, it's I can't, the words can't come out here. For real.
Start growling on me.
And honestly, when I first started, made in Tokyo, that Uber everywhere, that's how I used to sound, G, like in 2015. I just, I was still growing up at that time, and, I went through things, and I started just, putting the things I went through inside my music, and that's when I started becoming more lyrical. I look up to artists like Nipsey Hussle, J. Cole. I study Drake a lot. So, yeah.
Ooh.
All right, y'all. So then, we
going
to end it on this. So, a takeaway on... not even a takeaway, but something to give to somebody that's still trying to figure out their identity as an artist when it comes to you know those people that just got so many skills, right? You don't know what to put, like, your main focus on. Like, what would you say to that person that is trying to figure out how to stay grounded?
I'm going to let you go first.
In their identity as an artist.
Because you're an artist.
Yeah, I mean, I want to just say, just look at that instrumental as a canvas and just, you know, paint your picture, really. You know, whatever come out, I'm sure it come out beautiful, you know. The artist, you know, the person that's painting the picture, you know, it'll come out beautiful. Just put the paint on there, you know. I guess I'm trying to say.
For sure. Yeah. I'ma say, do whatever your heart desires.
I'm not.
But don't not do it. Like, there's no instant gratification. There's no, I'm gonna make one song and take the fuck off. Like, you could be making songs for years, and when you 35, I'm probably about to stop fucking rapping, your shit'll take off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no formula, format, no cookie cutter type deals with anything that requires skill set. It's something we constantly honing. It's something I'm honing and learning every day. It's something you learning and honing every day. So if you want to be an artist, do something. Like, don't talk about it. Do that shit. Like,
yes. My man just dropped ice. Yeah. Not even fire, but ice. All right, yo. Once more, that's love. I appreciate y'all. And honestly, shout out to Power Waukegan. Remix Project, homies in the building, everybody that I've seen shaking hands with tonight. Just want to shout out everyone that even came in the building to help make this night.
All y'all out there.
We got Trilogy. We got, I don't know if she want me to say her name, no, but my social media. Guys, let's stay on the swing, on the back, on the BTS.
Appreciate y'all out there. All three of y'all.
All of y'all in the cut. But yeah, y'all. much love. Y'all can follow The Young IPR on every single platform that is on our website. So that is Invisible Podcast Radio. This is season 3. Who am I? You feel me? And y'all stay tuned. We got more left for the year. I'll see y'all next month. Let's go. Thank Peace and love, y'all.
For sure. Let's go. No, I'm sorry.